Okay. Today is the 17th of March, 2018, day 2 of our retreat. So very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Hope you all have enough rest. How was the sleep last night? Did you all have a good rest? Good. Okay. And I'm glad to see some of you are here early to prepare yourself to meditate. Yeah, that should be good training. Yeah, if you have that understanding, the faith, it will help you. So this morning, we will have the morning chanting. This morning chanting, I will make it simple because we need to do some morning exercise. It will help you to freshen up yourself. Then the stretching, mindfulness training, and some form of simple weight exercises can help you develop better qi flow and blood flow. For those who are new, you may learn something new. For those who have been here before, they will know what the exercise is. So now you turn to page 1, I think, of your retreat chanting book. Requesting for the 3 refuges and the 5 precepts or the 8 precepts. So today I'm going to teach you some of the very important understanding of the reason why you take refuge, and why you have to request for refuge. Then also the importance of keeping precepts. These are all taught by the Buddha, laid down by the Buddha. So we have a flexible schedule here. Those who cannot take the 5 8 precepts, you can stick to 5 precepts if you want to. And those who are determined to take the 8 precepts, because I was told today is the 15th of the lunar calendar. Is it correct? First day of the lunar calendar. So those who prefer to keep 8 precepts on the 1st and the 15th, or the Uposatha day in between, you can also chant the 8 precepts. For those who already determined to take precepts throughout, you can chant the 8 precepts. But those who want to keep to the 5 precepts, you only chant until 5. The 3rd precept, I think, is no different because you are in a retreat. So the only difference between the 5 precept and the 3rd precept, the 5 and the 8 precept for the 3rd precept is, one is for the normal lay people who determine to abstain from sexual misconduct. Means it's not celibacy. But here in the retreat, I think it's no different. The 8 precept, the 3rd precept is celibacy, complete abstain. So no different. You can also chant what the 8 preceptor chant, because you are here at a retreat. There will be no such requirement. So I will teach you all to do the request. First, we will chant the Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhiva Demi. So this is the Thai tradition of chanting the salutation to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then after that, somebody have to make the request. Who is familiar with this? Pang, are you familiar? Pang. You have done this before, no? Mayang Mita. You just read according to this. Ti Sarani Na Saha. Then you can chant either Atta silani yajama means 8 precepts. Then those who take 5 precepts, they chant pancha silani yajama. Give it a try. Can? Get the mic. Okay. We will do the salutation first. Okay. Now compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence. I will chant the Mahayana tradition first, because we are in the Triple Gem Temple. The Mahayana temple, so we will integrate both Mahayana into Theravada. So I chant the Mahayana first, then after that together we will chant the Arahant. Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Bansi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Bansi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Bansi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava, Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay. Now you all make the request following Brother Pang. After he chant, you chant. You start with Mayang Mita. In the middle there.
Yes. Okay. Very good morning, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Brother Chiu. Now let's request for
three refuges
and request for the partake of the 8 precepts.
Yeah. Yes.
Mayang mita tisara nena saha atasilani yajama dutiyampi mayang mita tisara nena saha atasilani yajama tatiyampi mayang mita tisara nena saha atasilani yajama.
Okay, so now we will chant the Vandana. We can chant together so that we can save some time. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Now I will administer to you all the three refuges. We chant together. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Ti saranena gamanang natitang beta. Then now we will administer the 8 precepts. You turn to page 4. For those who take the 5 precepts, you just chant until 5. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami abrahmacharya viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Suramiraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Vikalapujana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Na jagita wadita visuka dasana malaganda velipana darana mandana vibhusanyatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami ucha sayana mahasayana Viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now you listen. Imani atta sikkhapadani. These are the 8 precepts. The meaning is silena sugantinyanti. The meaning is precept or virtue is the source of spiritual happiness. So you have to understand, if you keep your precept, you will receive spiritual happiness. This is the reason why you must keep your precept. Then the next benefit is silena bhoga sampadan, means precept or virtue is the source of true spiritual wealth. You will receive a lot of spiritual wealth. Then the last very important benefit is Silena nibuntinyanti. Sila or virtue is the source of spiritual peacefulness. So these are very important benefits for you to develop the meditation and the understanding of the Buddhist teaching or the Buddha Dharma. Because without precept, your mind is not peaceful, your mind is not happy. You cannot receive spiritual wealth. So that's the reason why you have to see the importance of keeping precepts, which is morality and virtue. When you have precept, you have virtue. And it is a meritorious action too. That's why after that, normally we will chant, Tasma silang visote. Therefore, let virtue be kept to purify, to develop the conducive condition for you to meditate and to receive the teaching. Then, down there, I will chant this 3 times so that you know this is important. The meaning is, I undertake these 8 precepts. Means you repeat three times your determination or affirmation. So in Pali is Imane Atta Sikapadani Samadhiyami. Imani Atta Sikapadani Samadhiyami. Imani Atta Sikapadani Samadhiyami. Then your response. Respond sadhu, 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 sadhu. So this is rejoicing with the understanding. Then regarding the eight precepts, I think most of us are familiar, but just for the benefit of some who are new, this precept you need to understand. The Buddha's way of phrasing the precept is very, very different from normal religions, especially the Christianity. They just give you what they call the Ten Commandments, and they say thou shalt not kill. Whereas in the Buddhist terminology, the first precept is defined slightly differently. The Buddha say, I undertake the training rule to abstain from killing or taking the life of any living creature. So when you use the word, I undertake the training rules, this is mindfulness training. Do you understand? Because you train yourself not to kill, not to harm, not to cause any karmic negativity or suffering. So this training rule, you need mindfulness. To be mindful of your mental intention, to be mindful of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Because when the evil roots are there, they make you evil. And that's how you can break your precept. So if you undertake this training rule, means you must determine not to do it, to abstain from causing all these things. So you have to be very mindful with everything you do as you go through life, despite any emotion that come to your form and mind. Sometimes you may be disturbed, unhappy, angry, and out of that anger, that delusion, you acted wrongly and caused harm. So when you did that, you must be mindful that you have violated the precept. And this has karmic consequences. That's the reason why you need to constantly reflect and mindfully observe this precept. And it's a training rule. It's like meditation. You train yourself not to do it. Otherwise, precept cannot be stable. If you are not serious about precept, you will just take it lightly. Then it doesn't give you the benefit. And I can tell you, if you keep your precept properly, the virtue that comes with keeping the precept is limitless. You will never be able to understand it. If you are incapable of even causing minor harm or not to say death, if you are so sensitive as not to even cause any situation that can lead to negativity or misunderstanding or even harm or hurt, your virtue will become very powerful, because the fruition of it is nobody will harm you, disturb you, or cause you any misunderstanding. And because of that, your virtue will protect you, shine forth, and give you the prerequisite to cultivate and develop the good mind. So that is the first precept. I undertake the training rule to refrain from taking life of any living creature. Then second precept is, I undertake the training rule to refrain from taking things which is not given. Means it doesn't belong to you, and it's not given to you. Means you're not supposed to steal, cheat, deceive, and all those things. So this precept is very wide range. So again, it's I undertake the training rule not to misappropriate things that doesn't belong to us. Means not to steal, not to take things that are not given or offered. Then the third one is the same. I undertake the training rules to refrain from any kind of sexual activity, means complete celibacy. This one is for those who are taking eight precepts and monks. Then for lay people, it is just I undertake the training rule to abstain from sexual misconduct, means only between you and your spouse, the legal entity. Apart from that, you're not supposed to commit all this adultery and all this thing. Then the fourth precept is regarding lying. I undertake the training rules to refrain from false and harmful speech, or mainly is telling lie. Within this precept, there are four wrong speeches that you have to be mindful of. You have to undertake the training rule to abstain from all these four types of inappropriate speeches. First is, of course, outright lie. Then the second one is harsh speech. You should abstain from speaking harshly, means like angrily, violently. Then the third one is also very important. You undertake the training rule not to commit the negativity of speech of backbiting, saying negative thing behind people's back. That is a very, very dangerous false speech. Then the last one is you have to be even mindful of frivolous speech. The Buddha said frivolous speech are those useless speech. Not important, but you think it's a joke. Sometimes it can hurt people, harm people, and cause misunderstanding and all those things. So you got to be serious about your speech. You can't take things lightly and simply say like a joke. Then it may have impact on people's feeling. So when you are sensitive, you become different. Your virtue carries you through. Then the fifth precept, as we all know, we undertake the training rule to abstain from consuming intoxicant drugs, which lead to heedlessness. Then the sixth precept is we undertake the training rule to refrain from eating after the allowable noon time. Noon time. So here they put inappropriate time is after the midday. If you are on a precept, technically you're not supposed to take any solid food, but liquid food is allowable. But if you are on medication, you don't worry. The medication you can take is not included under precept, where you take them for health reason, not to violate the precepts and all those things. Then there is also this aspect of the eating of solid food. There are certain chocolate, they say the dark chocolate is allowable. I don't know why they say the one with milk. You should try to abstain. But to me, you have to develop the understanding. It's more important. It's not about the rigidity and formality. So sometimes when you are not mindful, you make a mistake, then you make a determination. In future, I'm going to be more mindful so that I won't violate all this. So it's a training that disciplines your mind that makes you different. Because if you don't have that type of understanding, whatever you do, you are not serious, then you tend to take it lightly, then precept cannot be maintained. Then the next one is, I undertake the training rule to refrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment. Means you try not to wear some of those jewelry that you try to impress people, means mainly for the community's need. But as a cultivator, you don't need to wear all this. But if it's a wedding ring or what, for me, I don't mind. But some people are very strict. But please, if it's something that you have committed to a marriage treaty, means this is the marriage ring that you have already received. So if you need to wear them, you just wear them, you don't worry. But don't go and put on perfume and all those things and make you feel like you are still in a lay society. The eighth precept is to cultivate restraint. Restraint, or you undertake the training rule not to do all this, because these are for the egoic mind, to boost your appearance and all those things. That's why you feel that there is a need to make you look wealthy with all the jewelry, especially those, I don't say ladies alone, even men also, certain watches, they like to show then their dress and coupling and all those things. But live a simple life. But if you are a lay person, the choice is yours. You don't worry, because these are subjective, up to the individual, as long as you know that your ego is not being affected. It's up to you. Sometimes you have to wear all this because of occasion, because you are working. You have to dress up, you have to dress up. You don't go and quote Brother Teo say, hey, you better don't do all this. Well, then you create a lot of conflict. Then you go to office, you dress shabbily, you get into a lot of trouble. So this is not meant for a situation where there is a need for all this. Like in the early days when I came out to work, at first I also thought, whatever people say not important, I just dress simple. Then later on I realized society is not like that. If you go for a job interview, the way you dress mean a lot to the interviewer. So sometimes it's meant for other people not to have misunderstanding about your way of life, the way you conduct yourself. So that's why after a while, I learned to adjust myself to fit into society. But later on, when you go into top management, you cannot just dress like what you like. No, you must have certain type of at least values that society can accept, but don't do it overboard. That's it. Then the last precept is, I undertake the training rule to refrain from lying on high or luxurious sleeping place. So this one is to do away with comfort and all those things. Otherwise you get yourself indulged in. So when you have this indulgence, it is part of the two extremes. The two extremes that you need to avoid, according to Buddha, is self-mortification, torturing yourself unnecessarily. And the other one is indulgence, sensual indulgence. So not to indulge in yourself means sleep on simple bed. No need to have those luxurious bed and all those things. But I also understand most of us at our home, we have our Dunlop pillow or our mattress, some 12-inch somewhat. So don't worry, don't go and worry about all these things, because these are not luxury anymore. Most families will have them. And sometimes it's for health reason, because the one that we bought is because my back, as you age, your spinal cord, you better make sure your mattress is firm enough. Otherwise, if it's sack, it will lead to backbone problem. During the early day, I buy cheap mattress, simple. Then I got this backache problem. But that was a long time ago. I think 30, 40 years ago. And later on, after I change over to the more firmer type of bed, the mattress, my back is okay until today. So far, so good. So these are the things that you have to understand. You don't blindly follow all this, because these are meant to cut away desire, sensual indulgence, and all those things. But it's for health reason, like your medication you need to take. You take. You don't worry about what people say. Precept is between you, you, your true mind, the understanding, in relationship with the world. It's not what people say. So you have this understanding that if you are true to yourself, means you are on the right track. If you are not true to yourself, you try to like find ways to circumvent the precept. I believe a lot of you must have heard this before, especially in the early day. Those who work for government, they say, "Akong one," because you are a government servant, so can take. Don't do that, because the precept is very funny. You cannot misappropriate, means you cannot misappropriate. You cannot say this one belong to the government. The government belong to the people. Then you have the right to take. No. You must know these are precepts, training rule. So you have to be very, very sincere and very true to yourself. So like my wife used to tell me, is it, let people take advantage, never mind. But don't take advantage of people. You understand the meaning of it? Yeah? Be a simple person. Yeah? If people want to take advantage of you, let them be. Because this is what their karma is. But you yourself, make sure you don't take advantage of anybody. Because this is moral principle, morality, virtue. Okay, so with that, I think we can. There's one more thing about refuge. The reason why we take refuge is, yesterday I received this from Sister Ingby. I think she must have heard my talk. I told him I forgot which Dhammapada verse, and she found it for me. Dhammapada verse 190, 91, 92. Talk about the true refuge. What is refuge safe? I read to you. It's just exactly like what I told you all. So she sent to me. She said, Dhammapada was 190, 91, and 92 on refuge safe, or refuge secure and refuge supreme in the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha. So I will read to you this part. He who has gone for refuge to the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha sees with right knowledge the Four Noble Truths, which is dukkha, cause of dukkha, and the cessation of dukkha, and the path that lead to the end of dukkha. This indeed is refuge safe. This indeed is refuge supreme. By seeking such refuge, one is released from all sorrow or suffering. So these are all in the Dhammapada verse. Then there is another one. It's also mentioned, a wise man find no delight in heavenly pleasure. The disciple of the Buddha takes delight in the destruction of craving. Then he said, to many a refuge, fear-stricken men betake themselves to the hills, to the woods, to the grove, to the trees and the shrine, even the cave. Nay, no such refuge is safe. No such refuge is supreme. Not by resorting to such a refuge is one free from all ill. Then, he who has gone for refuge in the Triple Gem, Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha, sees with right knowledge the Four Noble Truths. That's why this is the only refuge safe. Because apart from the Triple Gem, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you cannot find the truth. The true teaching of the Buddha means the Four Noble Truths. Okay, with this, maybe we will continue with our next part. Today, I think we will skip the exercise. You can have your meditation. Oh, our breakfast is 7:30. Okay, so you can have your meditation now. Now 6:50. You can meditate for 40 minutes maybe. I will ring the bell after that. Okay. Be all off the light, then you can have your meditation.